for Courtside Albertsons Market Radio Row. It's Basketball Lobos making a slam dunk from chips and dip to beef and buns. Albertsons Market is the official fan headquarters of Lobos. Get all your game day essentials at Albertsons Market, where we do beef the best. Lobo possession, front court to our right. First singer at the top of the circle. Skip pass right corner to Antonio Jackson at the three-point line. Now left wing, it comes to McNeil. His first singer screens for Chris. He feeds Mathis on the left wing. Mathis looking to post up. First singer gets it to Joe. Joe working on Herndon. Four to shoot. Leans in. Kicks it right corner. Open three for Antonio. And he got it. Antonio Jackson is absolutely on fire right now. Over the last five games, he's shooting it at 52% from three-point land. And he gives the Lobos a 10-9 lead.
I'll tell you what. The Lobos have gotten a lot better at that inside-out game.
Cody Kelly might have palmed the basketball there out front. Wyoming might have gotten away with that. Now it's Maldonado working. He'll drive the left lane line and go to the rim and lay it in left-handed. They're getting too many layups.
Too many. Got to stop the ball handler.
Wyoming back in front 11-10. 14-10 and winding here first half. Malawach in on the next dead ball for the Lobos. First singer at the top of the arc on Dalton. Dalton tries to take a charge, and he's going to be called for a block, and the Lobos will take that. And Dalton and Firstinger exchange a little glance and maybe some words under the bucket. And Chris McNeil goes right to Joe and says, "Hey, Joe, come on now. Yeah. Let's avoid that stuff. We don't want any early funny business." Dalton called for the blocking foul. 14:05 left here, first half. Wyoming 11 and the Lobos 10, and the officials want to take a look just to see what happened as the two were on the ground and maybe got a little tangled up and then got to their feet and were jawing at each other. So they want to take a peek.
Yep.
Wyoming 11 and the Lobos 10. It'll be New Mexico's ball. The blocking foul on Dalton is his first. It's Wyoming's second as a team. Early on, New Mexico 4 of 10 from the floor and 2 of 5 from long range. Three balls from Antonio Jackson and Joe Firstinger. Wyoming is 5 of 11 from the field and 1 of 2 from deep. The top scorer is Justin James with 7, 2 apiece for Herndon and Maldonado. 4 points for Malawach to lead the Lobos. Jackson and Firstinger with 3 apiece for New Mexico. They're going to bring the head coaches together, and they're going to show them the tape. So they're going to look at the replay review here. Coaches Allen Edwards for Wyoming and Paul Weir for New Mexico. Coach Weir said something that made him laugh.
Yeah.
That's for sure. They bumped the shot clock from 17 to the 20. That's the short number that they do there after the non-shooting foul, and the Lobos keep it. There was nothing beyond just the blocking foul on Dalton. Catch and shoot triple. Corner left, McNeil all the way around and out. Great feed there by Ant.
Nice.
Beautiful offensive rebound by Firstinger, and then Chris McNeil lost the ball after Joe tossed it out to him. A turnover by New Mexico. James passes on the triple, drives and leaves it for Herndon, and Herndon can't handle the catch. Sometimes those bigs, if that ball is below the waist, it's tough to handle.
Yeah, and when you're that close, you can't put that much heat on it, right? You got to just be a little softer when you're that close to one another, and that time Wyoming turns it over.
11-10, Wyoming in front by a digit, 13.5 left first half. Post entry to Firstinger, and what do we have? Joe with a push there as he was trying to seal Herndon, and he pushed off, so Joe Firstinger is called for his first. And it's the Lobos second. And sometimes I wonder, Hunter, we've seen more contact than that already tonight, but that foul call might have been a result of what happened underneath
right.
the basket.
Just trying to clean it up
yep.
a little bit.
Yep. yep. Lou Adams has checked in for Wyoming, and he is a dangerous shooter. He's from Odessa College in Texas. He's a Chicago area kid. The point guard still controlling it is Cody Kelly for the Wyoming Cowboys as they move right to left here first half. And now a traveling violation. And a dribble handoff right there from Herndon to Kelly, and a turnover on the walk. Antonio Jackson into the front court. Kicks right side to fellow point guard Chris McNeil. Now to the left wing to Kuiper and beyond the three-point line.
Back out top to Malawach. Malawach drives and throws left corner McNeil, and quickly over chasing him down with James. 14 to shoot as they get it out between the wheels to Kipe. Dane gets the screen from Malawach and hands it off to Antonio Jackson. Jackson will pull a three and knock down another. And is absolutely red hot right now. It's his second triple of the night. Lobos up 13 to 11. Lou Adams leans in on Pinchuk in transition and lost the ball. Pinchuk knocked it away. It went off of Adams' knee, and it's Lobo ball.
Adams trying to draw the foul. A little aggressive going into Pinchuk. Didn't get the call.
And they're giving Pinchuk a block. That's a Valley Fence block hunger donation to the Roadrunner Food Bank. Antonio Jackson with another three. Pull up. Top of the wheel. No good. And a rebound. James Coach Weir screams, get back. Herndon in the front court. Knocks Pinchuk down. It's a blocking foul. Vlad tried to take the charge at the left elbow, and it looked like he was sliding a little bit.
Yeah. Got to be set. Can't be moving your feet.
First on the true freshman of Ukrainian heritage. Grew up in Germany. Third teamer on New Mexico. Antonio knocks it away from James on the inbound. Anything lazy around Antonio Jackson is a recipe for disaster. Not only is he playing great offense over these last five games, shooting 52% from three and averaging 11 points a night, he's averaging almost a steal and a half per game.
And just got a deflection there.
That's right. That could get him in the starting lineup in the second half.
That's right.
The inbounds pass, a great battle by Herndon and Kuiper, takes them all the way back to underneath the bucket in the backcourt. And Maldonado won it. Maldonado gives it off to Adams. And it's stolen away by Malawach. Loose ball grabbed by Jackson. Transition three on the way for Mathis. You bet! Great find by Antonio. And Mathis books a three ball.
Jackson with the find. Mathis with the stroke.
Anthony Mathis averaging 13 and a half in conference play in just 18 minutes of court time. The Lobos leading scorer in Mountain West action. New Mexico up by five. Bounce pass by the point guard, stolen by Malawach. Malawach gives it to Ant in transition. Now to Mathis. Anthony fakes to three and steps back, and the Lobos back it out with 11:40 left here in the first half. New Mexico up 16 to 11. Jackson off the dribble handoff from Anthony Mathis. And trying to direct traffic. Gives it left wing now to Kuiper. Kuiper guarded by Adams. Drives the baseline. Finds Pinchuk at the left elbow. Now top of the wheel to Antonio Jackson. Antonio with a spin dribble. Kicks it out. Mathis fakes a three. Steps to his left. Fires a three. This one in and out. Pinchuk over the back.
Oh! You like the aggression by Pinchuk. It's called for the loose ball over the back.
He had such a size advantage down there. I'm not sure he even touched the guy, but he went over
went
him
over
to get it,
yeah.
And they called it automatically.
Yeah, that was one of the calls I hated the most.
I know. 11:21 to go first half. We got to get a timeout. Media break, 16-11 Lobos. Lobo basketball from Learfield.